everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials at Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Who's excited about tonight? Amen. I'm glad y'all are here. I have a word for you tonight. And we actually, so me and George just got back from a conference. We were in Tampa the past week with Pastor Rodney's conference. And if you don't know who that is, it's okay. But he had a ministers and leaders conference this past week. So we went to Tampa, and the conference was called Breakthrough. So I want to talk about that tonight. And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, he has an international ministry, but his church is in located in Tampa, Florida. And he licensed us. Me and George are licensed under him. We're licensed under this church, but we're licensed under Pastor Rodney with Pastor Sandy and Pastor George. And so we go there and we receive, and he brings the word from heaven, and he has an international ministry. And so that's what it's amazing. Every time you go, I was telling someone earlier, like, people come from all over the world to this conference. And because he travels all over the world, he goes to Africa, he's gone to hundreds of nations and share the gospel and make sure that the people here, they get saved, they get set free, they get healed, they get delivered, and they get touched by the fire of God. And in his ministry, that's where I first received the fire of God. That's where I received so much from his ministry. So we go and we receive the word, and the word this week was so good. I wanted to share what I received from it. It's not his messages, because his messages are, they go on. I mean, he kept us in service one night till 1 a.m. But it was, he said, I was pushing you. I'm pressing you. And that was like one of the things that he talked about is, yeah, I mean, you got to get out of your routine. You got to get out of, this is the cookie cutter way of doing things. And so it was great. So it was all about breakthrough. And it was awesome just to be in that atmosphere. And like I said, okay, so it was global. So people from all over. There was people that came up, pastors that came up and talked. They were from Germany. There was people from China. There was this guy that had never been in the fire of God before, and he was getting so touched just being in the presence of God. He was from China. There was people from Africa, like so many countries in Africa, like Madagascar, Mozambique, Kenya, Zambia, Eswatini. Well, I talked about Eswatini, but Uganda, they just talked about, there was people coming from everywhere, and you start to realize it's not just me here. It's Christ and his church is bigger than just this. And it opens your eyes. We're in a global church. We have brothers and sisters in the church that are on fire for God, doing things for the Lord all over the world. It's amazing. And I was just brought to tears just hearing about what God was doing for them there in their countries. There was these three girls from Germany, and during COVID, they got connected with Pastor Rodney's ministry because they had church every single day starting in COVID. So they're still doing church every single day. It's called The Stand, and they're doing church every single day. And they started that during COVID because we needed to take a stand during COVID, because there were countries closed down. Not just closed, the church was closed down, but the whole country was closed down during COVID. And so these three girls in Germany, they were so hungry for God, but there was no church open in Germany. Everything was shut down. And so they grabbed a hold of Pastor Rodney and his ministry, and they started watching online. And there was this one girl that said, she started to, like, on Sundays, she would wear church clothes in her house, and it was at 3:30, like, I think church starts at 9:30, and at 3:30, she would not wake up, I guess she didn't wake up at that time, but she was, like, dressed fully for church, and you know how like Philip in the Bible translated from one place to the other? She like believed the Lord that like she was going to be translated to Tampa. And so she was there with three other girls, three young adults that were on fire for God, that were just loving that they could be in a church and be here at the conference. It was just awesome. I was so stirred up. And he talked about his trip to Africa as well, and how his trip, how what he did and the things that he did, and the breakthroughs and the victories and the things that they had to overcome in order for people to hear the gospel and get saved, to get set free, to get filled with the fire of God. What he had a breakthrough on is the same things that because he did it, we can too. And so it was this, it's what you have to understand about breakthrough is that you can read what's in the Word of God, and the breakthroughs that you see in the Word of God, you can see in your life as well. The breakthroughs that you hear from your brothers and sisters here are the breakthroughs that you can experience in your life as well. And so sitting under places of breakthrough and breakthroughs themselves is going to be your story as well. You're going to have breakthroughs in your life. And so that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. I'm going to talk about breakthrough. But I wanted to define what breakthrough is first and foremost, so we know what we're talking about here. And it's just coming from Merriam-Webster's dictionary. But straight up, this is what breakthrough is. A sudden advance. A sudden advance. This could be in discovery, a revelation, an encounter, a visitation, advance in knowledge. But a breakthrough is a sudden advance. It also says it's an act or an instance of moving through or beyond an obstacle. An instance, this is another definition, an instance of passing through a barrier or protection. So it's going through barriers. And so some of the synonyms of breakthrough is advance, advancement, improvement, and refinement. So breakthrough is advancing. Breakthrough is moving forward despite any obstacle, despite anything that comes in your way to stop you. You're going to break through. And then the antonym of breakthrough is setback. So setback could be anything that will literally just put a block, a hindrance, something that's put in your way to stop you. But breakthrough is your advancement. And so what Pastor Rodney had talked about was that for the world, and we see this through scripture, through the world, there's going to be a slowing down of things. There's going to be a blockage. There's going to be hindrances. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be challenges that are going to slow down the world. But for the church, there's actually a prophetic acceleration that's taking place right now. And so what that means is that even though the world, things are slowing down and going down, for us, for people of God, you and me, a part of the body of Christ, there things are picking up. Things are accelerating. And we have to grab a hold of that, because if not, we'll miss it. We'll miss the train. We have an opportunity to jump on board, get on, and stay on until Jesus returns. Because if not, we'll miss it. I remember before COVID or something, you had a message. And at the end of your message, you said something that like hit my spirit so hard. And this was a couple years ago, but it was, We weren't even dating yet, so it was a really long time ago. But he had said, now is the time to get on board, because if not, you'll miss it. That's basically what he said, what I just said. But it was like, it like hit my spirit so strong. Like, it was like prep time. It was like, now is the time, because the urgency of the hour. And it was like, people are getting off board. And you can watch, but you have to decide, that's not going to be me. I am not getting off board. I'm getting on board. I'm getting on board more than ever, because there's an acceleration, a supernatural acceleration for this hour. So a couple things I want to talk about. So our Christian life is a life that is going to be full of breakthroughs and not setbacks. So know that the Christian life is one designed so that you would literally be a person that continually goes breakthrough after breakthrough, which is basically glory to glory. It's victory to victory. It's faith to faith. It's a life of continual movement and progression. If we get in this mentality of ups and downs, if we get in this mentality of I hit a roadblock and I can't go any further, that's a lie of the enemy. If we get in this mentality of the economy, things that are going on in the world, and that literally shifts us into, well, this now is my way of life, then you're flowing with the way of the world. But we have to be so set that my life is one that's designed for breakthrough after breakthrough, a life of continual breakthroughs and a life of supernatural, that actually experiences the supernatural acceleration that's in the last days, where things are picking up speed, where things are taking place faster than they were in the past. And so we can read in Amos 9:13, it says that the time will come, says the Lord, when the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. And so there's that scripture, it says in another version that the plowman shall overtake the reaper. So that means that there is someone still reaping, but guess what? They're already starting to plant another season. There's a newness already taking place, but we haven't even gathered it all in yet because of the speed and the acceleration. So Amos 9 talks about this time will come. This time is now. We're living in those days. So receive that I'm in an accelerated time. I'm in a time where I'm going to see things happen like this, and it's not going to take long. It's going to be fast. It's going to be speedy because Jesus Christ is coming soon. The Bible says that where sin abounds, the grace of God much more abounds. So we see the world. We see that it's sinful. We see that it's crazy. We see that it's dark. We see the violence rampant everywhere, increasing. But the Bible says that much more the grace of God will abound. So that means that even though it's crazy dark everywhere, there is a grace that is much greater than the darkness of this world. And we got to know we're in that. We receive everything from heaven in order to overcome, in order to have breakthroughs. So we're not going to be overtaken by the things of this world. We have to be in the understanding that there is more grace in this time for me to be a person of breakthrough, victory after victory, and strength to strength. Amen. Hallelujah. So he's prepared us for that by giving us a great grace. The second thing I want to say is that people are depending on you to break through. People are depending on you to break through, to advance in your life. People are depending on you to move forward, to overcome the obstacles so that they can see it can be done. It's not something that's going to hold you back. It's not something that you can't get through. And that's what the conference title was. It was called Our Breakthrough, Your Breakthrough. Because if they can do it, we can too. If you can do it, I can too. I remember coming here, and we shared testimonies at the church. And I would remember hearing people's testimonies on Sunday nights and being like, if that happened to her, I can have that too. And I started to see the same exact breakthroughs in my life because I realized she had it. I can have that too. And I made sure I'm going to have it. If it's in the word, I'm going to have it. I'm not going to leave it over there and say, that's great for her or that's great for him. I'm going to have it as well because I can and I want it. You got to want it and you got to know I can have it. Amen. So your breakthrough paves the way for others. Your breakthrough paves the way for others. Just think about Jesus. He broke through death, hell, and the grave. He overcame. He made a way so that we could have a way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our breakthrough. Because he broke through, we can break through. And that's the thing we have to understand, is that there is not an impossibility of us breaking through. Jesus broke through so that we can live this life of breakthrough after breakthrough. A life where we don't have to have setbacks and start over. It starts with you, and it doesn't start with God. So get that as well. We're not waiting for God to break through for us. He broke through. Jesus broke through. He broke through, and he made a way so that we can break through. So we have to stop waiting on God, and we have to start saying, I can break through, and I'm going to break through. So he doesn't show you things that can't be done. and can't come to pass. So he's not going to show you a dream, a vision. He's not going to call you to do something that can't be done. And a lot of the times you're going to think that it can't be done. You're going to, because when God really gives you something that's from the Lord, it's so big, you can't do it in your own strength. It's so big, you need the help of God. If you can do it on your own strength, it's not from God. You're doing stuff in your own strength, your own flesh. You're literally just living a regular life. We're not called to live that way. We're called to have supernatural lives with supernatural calls, with supernatural visions from God. And we're supposed to do them by the help and grace of God. So the things that he shows you, they can be done with the help of God. But we need the help of God. But no, there's nothing that will come that you can't break through and overcome. So a lot of people will turn back here. I've heard this a lot. People will start something, and then it was too hard, or it made them tired, or it's like, I couldn't do it. And so then they quit. And it was like, oh! And like because I know you can do it. And I want y'all to get that. You can do it. You can do it. You can overcome. You can break through. Like, it's like starting a new job. If you've ever started a new job, it's not the most fun thing to do, but you just need your breakthrough moment. You just need to keep doing it and don't quit, because you're right there to getting your breakthrough, to getting to the place where you're flying, you're running, you're catching speed, you're catching that acceleration. So don't turn back. Don't turn back. Don't back down, and don't compromise in the time when you want to quit. In the time when something comes up and you're like, well, I guess it's not God. They'll say that. It's not God because there's an obstacle. So it must not be from God. They're going in the direction that God has for them. And then all of a sudden something comes up to try to be an obstacle. And in that end, you have to know when that happens, God has given you the power to break through in that area. So don't quit. Don't compromise. There is an anointing that comes upon you and that is upon you so that you can break through. The Bible says that the anointing breaks yokes, breaks bondages. It breaks whatever needs to be broken so that you can get through. And you have that anointing to break you through whatever it is that comes your way to try to be a barrier. And so your people are depending on you to break through. I was the first person to get saved in my family, and I kind of had to go through that. And I know a lot of y'all had to, not all of y'all, because if y'all were born into a family that people were saved, but you have to go through that like persecution, that like cutting away, that you're, what are you doing type of thing. I know some people have that same testimony, but it's like, it's hard. Like, in the moment, it's really hard because they think you're loony. They think you're kooky. They think you're drinking Kool-Aid. I had the family with the Kool-Aid. But, you know, like, they think, because they don't, you know, when you're going the path of God, people don't know what's going on. They think that you don't know what they're thinking. They think the same way you thought before you were saved. And so you have to break through in those points, because there was times that I just wanted to quit, I remember. And I would be like, I want to just quit. You just want to, like, stop. But, like, I wish someone yelled at me and was like, get over your, like, it, because it's so, at the end of the day, it's like, I just think back to that time. If you're going through it, you know, keep the faith. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to, like, discourage you, but it's like, I was, you know, I had a breakthrough. Okay, anyway, I just had a breakthrough something. So my sister gets saved, and she gets radically saved. And then, you know, we pray with my mom and lead her to the Lord. She prayed with my dad and led her to the Lord. So we're just seeing breakthroughs, you know, in our whole family as a result of me breaking through, pressing through, doing what you got to do, because Jesus, did he change your life or did he change your life? Is it real or is it real? You got to get to that point where it's like, I don't care. That's why I'm here, by the way. You know, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. I just had to get away from, you know, home. But the Lord sent me here. The Lord sent me here for a reason, to get me out of the home, to get me out of what I knew and bring me to this house. And so, you know, you got to break out. You got to break through. You got to do what you got to do. And so because I did that, my sister, like, she told me, you made it easy for me. You know, like, she came in and everything was, she didn't have to go through the same things that I went through. I broke through in that area. And so your breakthrough is paving the way. And she's doing awesome. Like, okay, so who knows the Duplantis ministry? Jesse Duplantis? Okay, so that's her past. So she goes to their church. And she's just been, like, crying out to the Lord. She wants to share her testimony of what God did in her life. And Pastor Kathy, Pastor Brother Jesse's wife, asked her to be on her broadcast this past week. So she's going to be on TV. So you see, like, what if I quit? You know, I'm not like it's about that. But, I mean, you see, like, what God is doing through her life. She's on fire for the Lord. She loves the Lord. She's serving him. She's gotten free from ADD medicine that she's been on for years, since she was like six. You know, she's having those experiences and breakthroughs. But if it wasn't for my decision to break through the things that you got to break through on, you're paving the way for people. And so the next thing I want to talk about is breakthrough is for the advancement in the kingdom of God. So breakthrough is advancement. It's advancing. But it's taking those advances in the kingdom of God. So you breaking through to your next level means that you're doing things that only can be done with the supernatural help of the Lord. And when you're doing that, you're walking in your God-given purpose. You're walking in your calling. You're walking in your destiny that God has for you. When you're playing a part of being in the body, when you're in the church, when you're walking in all that God has for you, you're part of the body, and the body's growing, the body's producing, the body is fruitful because you're producing fruit in your life. And so you're a part of the glorious church. You're a part of the church that is for breakthroughs. So breakthroughs must be a part of your life for the kingdom advancement purpose. And so the world is getting impacted by you when the light and the life of God is rich on the inside of you, when it's coming forth from your life by you experiencing breakthroughs in your life. And so we saw this week that God was doing just glorious and great things all over the globe, and people were experiencing over-the-top breakthroughs everywhere. And I want you to know tonight, that's the word. That's the word for you, that you can and you are to be a part of that church body, to be a part of that people of God that are experiencing continual and perpetual breakthroughs in your life on every side, in the family, in relationships, in ministry, in business, in your finances, in every area of your life. There's breakthroughs to experience. And there's nothing and there's no one that can stop you or block you or keep you stuck. In your life. By the hand of the Lord, barriers are supernaturally removed so you can experience this supernatural acceleration that's on every side. So I want to talk tonight about a few things that will block breakthroughs so you can nip them in the butt, get them out of your life. And then we're going to talk about some things that bring you to the place of breakthrough in your life. So say breakthrough blocker. Say blocker again. That's a funny word. Blocker. Breakthrough blockers. Okay. If you feel like you're hitting a wall in some area, it's like, I'm stuck here. If you feel like you're a hamster running and you just keep going through the same things and you're like, and it's perpetual and you're hitting a wall, whatever it is, heed to this. And if not, write these down still, because you got to know the things that will block your breakthrough in your life. So let's read Mark 4:14. Mark 4:14. Let's start at verse 14. Mark 4, verse 14. Who's having a good time tonight? Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 14. It says, the sower sows the word. The ones along the path are those who have the word sown in their hearts. But when they hear, Satan comes at once and by force takes away the message which is sown in them. And in the same way, the ones sown upon stony ground are those who, when they hear the word, at once receive and accept it and welcome it with joy. And they have no real root in themselves, so they endure for a little while. Then, when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, they immediately are offended, and they become displeased, indignant, resentful, and they stumble and fall away. Say, that's not me. Verse 18, and the ones sown among the thorns are others who hear the word. So all of them are hearing the word here. And then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches, the craving and the passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless. And those sown on the good, well-adapted soil are the ones who hear the word and receive and accept and welcome it and bear fruit, some 30 times as much as it was sown, some 60 times as much, and some even 100 times as much. So this goes through a lot of the things that are blockers of breakthrough. Mark 4, 14 to 20. So here's some things you can write down as breakthrough blockers. First is sin. Sin in your life is a breakthrough blocker. In Isaiah 59, verse 2, it says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden your face from you, so that he will not hear. So it talks about how the reason why there's a separation, the reason why you're not seeing the things, why you're not receiving prayers, the reason why there is a gap, why there could be a you just hitting a wall, could be sin. If it's not sin, it's okay. But sin could be one of them. Sin is nothing but a blocker. It's a destroyer, in fact. And so it will come to destroy life. That's exactly what it does. So know that. And how do you get rid of sin? You come to him and you acknowledge the sin. A lot of people will try to hide it. That's what Adam did. Adam and Eve in the garden, they hid it. They don't acknowledge it, and they just want to, like, forget about it. And just, like, let me just move on with life and try to break through without dealing with the sin. But according to the word, acknowledge it. Come to the Lord. He's merciful. He's the Lord that has come and made a way for us so that we can deal with the sin problem and we can move forward in the goodness that he has for us. And so if that's you tonight, if there's any sin that you know about, because you know, acknowledge it and you come to the Lord with it and you say, Lord, here it is. I'm just exposing it. You already know. I know. Let's just put it out in the open. And let's deal with it. So you acknowledge it, and then you repent. You repent, and you turn away from it. That's you dealing with that sin. And then God does the part which we can't do. He cleanses us as if we never did it. And so that sin that is blocking you in life can be dealt with like this. And I tell you like this because that's the goodness of God. He comes and he completely cleanses it with his blood. And so he'll deal with any form of sin in your life that's causing a block in your breakthrough. The second thing is pride. Pride is a breakthrough blocker. For all that is, okay, 1 John verse 2. 1 John 2 verse 16. Okay, in the Amplified. It says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, craving for sensual gratification, and the lust of the eyes, greedy longings of the minds, and the pride of life. Say pride of life. In the Amplified, it says, it's the assurance in one's own resources and in the stability of earthly things. That's what pride is. The assurance of one's own resources and the stability of earthly things. These don't come from the Father, but they are from the world itself. So pride is a breakthrough blocker. It's pride is really self-sufficiency. It's you being independent of God. I don't need it. I don't need God. I can do it on my own. I can figure this out. I don't need him to help me in this situation. I don't need God to get me to where I'm going. But like I said before, what God has for you requires the help of God. Because if it's not from, if it doesn't require the help of God, it's not from God. So you're doing things in your own strength. You're doing things in your own flesh. And those things are shaky. Those things are set up for destruction in the end. They will burn at the judgment day. But we need to have the things that the God has put in our lives. And we need to do them by the help and the strength of God. So pride is focusing on yourself. It's, again, a form of separation. It's pride is sin because it's you separate yourself from God where you're saying, you know, I don't need his power to do the, I don't need his power and I don't need the supernatural in my life. I can do it on my own. And so it's you accepting your own way of doing things, and that will block you from receiving your breakthrough. That will block you from being able to break through in the things that you want to break through from the word. You see the promises, but the breakthrough won't come when you try to do it your own way. That's why there's specific ways that we do things. That's why giving is the way to receive the blessing. It's not any other way. There is only one way. You can't pray and fast for increase and abundance to come. You give. It's God's way. So don't, it's pride would be saying, I don't got to give to receive the blessing. That's, you know, that would be you trying to do it your own way, but it won't come. And that will block your breakthrough. Number three, cares and distractions of this world. So we read that in Mark 4:19. Can you put that up on back on the screen? In the Amplified Classic, the cares and distractions of this world. Mark 4:19. The desire for other things that creep, yeah, the cares and anxieties of this world, distractions of this age, the pleasures and delight in false glamour and deceitfulness of riches, the cravings and passionate desire for other things that come in and choke and suffocate the word and make you fruitless, make that breakthrough never able to come. And so these cares and distractions, they come. Okay, this is the big thing that will stop your breakthrough because it will almost get you into a place where you just don't care. Now you care more about the things of this world and what's distracting you than the breakthrough, than receiving what God has for you. You get more caught up on the desires, the fleshly desires, the things that you want, and that literally will just turn you away from the things that God has for you, the great and mighty and glorious things that God has for you. This thing is what the enemy will try to do. He'll put just distractions in your way. And so how do you combat this as a blocker for your breakthrough? You combat this by pressing in, by pushing. The Bible talks about the woman with the issue of blood. Who's heard the story about the woman with the issue of blood? She was crowded. She was in a crowd. She was crowded. It talks about how the word is choked. It's suffocated. There's the suffocating of the word. And Jesus was in the crowd. Who's Jesus? The word. So Jesus was crowded. He was being suffocated. He was being choked in a crowd. But what did the woman with the issue of blood do? She pressed in. And so the way to overcome distractions and cares of this world is by pressing in to the word of God. It's by pushing past every distraction. I'm demanding that I'm going to receive my breakthrough. You got to get to that point. If cares and distraction is a breakthrough blocker for you, you got to press in. Press into the presence of God. When you're in the presence of God, we're not distracted by all the other things. We're not just here like looking like we're worshiping, but we're pressing into his presence. I don't care what just happened. I don't care what happened today. I'm pressing in. I don't care how I feel right now. I'm pressing. I'm pushing in. That's how you combat the cares and distractions of this world, by pressing in to the things of God. Amen. And you determine that you're going to receive your breakthrough. You're resisting it. You refuse that anything's going to choke you out. Amen. Number four, we'll keep going. A breakthrough blocker, and this is kind of one of the things Pastor Rodney talked about, is being comfortable where you're at, loving your routine so much, loving life more than other things. You love, I just wake up at this time, then this is my bedtime. I go to bed now, and you won't even stay, like, when the service gets to 9 o'clock, I gotta go because I got bedtime. That was me. Okay, so I can't, like, I woke up at, but I was, you know, I was waking up for the word. I used to wake up at 3:30 to read the word. I don't do that anymore because that's just like, but I was waking up for my job and to study and pray because I would have to go to work. I worked with people in, like, Singapore, so I would have to, like, have calls with them late at night and stuff. Anyway, but the Lord broke me out of that because he gave me a new job. Amen. But anyway, so, you know, you have that routine. You love this, and I always do this. Oh, I can't do that because blah blah. There's excuses for your life, and you just love that too much. You're unwilling to break. Yeah, you're unwilling to break out of that mold, and that's stopping your breakthrough. And I'm saying this from a place of I had a breakout when I married George. He's like, we open, like, we're here, we're the first people. We're, like, sometimes the first people. We close the light, we turn the lights off, and it was like, I gotta go sleep or else I'm gonna be cranky in the morning, like, everything. But, like, what, do you think that's gonna, like, you think I'm gonna be okay in life if I just couldn't, like, if that was gonna break? That would literally limit me, and it'll limit you. So I had to break out of that, because I was blocking breakthroughs in my life if I was gonna be that person. So you got to break out. So that's why he kept us till 1 a.m. I was telling y'all, he kept us till 1 a.m. And he's like, I'm pushing y'all right now. And he literally kept saying that. And all of us were like, I think Georgie had to go to the bathroom because you're like sitting down for like 7 hours, you know. So, I mean, he did. I did too. Everyone had to go to the bathroom. But you don't get up because then he'll be like, people are leaving. So, I mean, like, he was pushing you to be like, you got to get out of your routine. You can't be like, I can't do that because I always do this on this day, so I can't do that. That'll hinder you. Amen. Are y'all receiving?
I didn't have to go. No, I'm just kidding. No, sorry. One of the not cool things, but one of the reasons why breakthrough is important is not just so you can say, I broke through, and then, like, the next day you're depressed because you didn't know what to do after you broke through. But one thing that's, and why this is so important, especially learning about blockers and what was the word?
Blockers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So once you break through, I almost think video games, because it's like after you finish a video game, it's kind of like, what do? It's like you basically throw it away because there's no other levels. But breakthrough is not like that. The awesome thing about breakthrough is once you break through, what was so hard to break through becomes easy. Yeah. And so it's not like, oh, I broke through that and now I got to break through that again. It's like, no, that thing that you had to break through and it took this like basically this force to break through actually is like, oh, I can do that in my sleep now. It becomes easy. The Lord actually expands you. Yeah. And it's almost he expands your capacity for you to do more. So what used to be, like, hard for Courtney in that instance where, like, because when we were dating, it was, like, it was just really funny. I mean, I'm not going to use the word terrible, but, like, I was, like, a night owl at that point, and she was, like, in bed by 8. So, like, it was terrible because it was, like, I'm, like, ready to party when she's, like, good night. I'm, like, wait, what? My brain was just, like, turning. And so does anybody else work better at night? I feel like I work better at night than I do. Yeah. Yeah. We're really opposites in that way. Like 3:30 a.m. I could go.
But now I'm both.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to the point.
That's what I'm saying. I broke through. Like I'm adaptable.
Yeah. So now she's adaptable. Back then it would have been a fuss, but now she can stay out late and wake up early without thinking about it. But she first had to get over that hump of, like, deciding, yeah, you get over yourself. Yep. Like, yeah, get over yourself.
I had to, like, be like, come on, you know?
Yeah.
You can stay up. You're young.
Yeah, you can push yourself. But what I'm saying is when the, like, I was actually, it's funny that you brought that up because I was talking to Isaiah before. Sorry, not trying to preach now, but you know what I'm saying. I was talking to Isaiah before. Pastor Sandy did a young adults message like 2 years ago. It was probably longer than that. But she was speaking about vision. And so when the Lord gives you a vision, he gives you the grace and ability to carry out that vision. He doesn't just show you like, he doesn't show you something and then says like, peace out, let me know when you do it. He'll show you something and give you the ability to accomplish that. So that's the awesome thing about God. It's not just like, it's almost like, you know, in school where it's like, all right, here's all your education, go have fun. Like, here's a degree, go have fun. But he'll actually, that's why the Holy Spirit is so important, is because he leads you and guides you. It says that he's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. So what he shows you, he helps you and gives you the grace to do it. So what you couldn't do in the natural, like in your own, what you couldn't force to happen, God makes easy for you because he showed it to you. And so once you break through something, everything becomes easier. What used to be hard is now easy. And because it's easy, you're able to do more. And so it's like, have you ever looked at somebody and been like, man, how are they doing all that? And it's like, they're still smiling. They're not insane. They're not on pills. It's like, I want to be like that. But it's because they've had to break through and get to that place. It's not like you wake up one morning and you're just all of a sudden like this person that's like, you know, it's like you don't wake up tomorrow and it's just like, oh, I love reading my word for an hour. It's like you have to break through that 10-minute mark and be like, dang, that was hard. That was the hardest 10 minutes of my life. But, you know, it's like you ever open your Bible? I mean, even now, there's days where you open your Bible and you're like, dang, I want to go back to sleep. Or like, it's like this page, this chapter looks like the longest chapter of my life. And it's like 4 verses. So, but it's true, right? You have to break through. And if you don't break through that 10 minutes, you'll never get to 20 minutes. It's kind of like, you know, when, I don't know. Sorry. I'm totally like, I'll give the mic back, it doesn't matter. Anyways, but basically you have to get to A to get to B to get to C. A lot of people, what they do, especially like when you first get saved, or let's say, you know, you're so hungry and you're so radical and you want to do everything. And it's like your natural body wants to, tomorrow I'm going to, after Sunday morning, you're like, Monday morning, I'm starting an hour study program every day this week. And then like Monday morning, you missed your alarm and now your whole week's thrown off because you were ready to run. But it's that you have to get to A to get to B to C. You can't just jump into something because then you're setting yourself up for failure, and then you fail, and then now you feel condemned, and now you're sad, and now you're this. But he gives you the grace to push through something, and once you push through it, it becomes easy. And then now you can do more, and now you're helping others because, like your first point was breaking through, your breakthrough paves the way for others. You're helping others break through. And you're almost laughing because you've gone through what they've gone through, and you say like, "Oh, I totally get it." Like, you know, if somebody told me like, "Man, it's just hard," like it's like, "No, I totally get it. It was like that for me too in the beginning." You have to, and that's why it's good to surround yourself, and that's why, and you're here tonight. I'm basically preaching the choir because you're here on a Friday night at Young Adults because you're hungry, and what this is doing is actually helping you breakthrough because you're surrounding yourself with the right people, right? So it's kind of like if you had somebody who said like, hey, let's go to Young Adults tonight and like, let's go hear the word, and they're helping you. You surrounded yourself with people that are going to help you grow. But if you surround yourself with, if your best friend is like, hey, it's Friday night, let's go to the bar. Hey, it's Friday night. Like, you know, I'm trying to think of, I don't even know who's relevant. I don't know. Pistol Pluma? Let's go to the Pistol Pluma. I don't know. I just saw his Chili Bowl haircut the other day. I couldn't get over it. I'm going to get that hairstyle. Anyways, praise God. All right. Oh, sorry, hold on. What? Anyways. If you have somebody that's leading you to what I'm basically trying to get by is if you have somebody leading you that direction, it's the complete opposite of what you're trying to do. So now it's like, and you're here tonight. So let's give ourselves a hand clap. Woo! You did it. And it's going to be a great night. Who's enjoying this message? It's a good message. I'm enjoying it. And so this isn't my message.
So get out of your rigid routine, okay? Get over yourself, yes. Okay. And yeah, all these things I've done. So I'm not like telling you things because I'm like, okay, what can I tell to people that I know? Or, you know, like it's, these are things that I, all of them. Okay. Number five, unwilling to do the simple. Can you throw up 2 Kings 5, verse 13? A breakthrough blocker is unwilling to do the simple thing, the easy thing. It's not hard to do, but others won't do it. People won't do the easy thing. Everyone can do it. It's so easy. It's so simple. But you're unwilling to do it. That will block you. So this is a story about Naaman. And he wanted to get healed. And he told him, go and dip in the water 7 times. That was what he told him to do. Is that hard to do? Can you dip in the water? It's simple. It's so easy to do. But he was wanting something completely different. He wanted something his own way, but he was unwilling to do it. But actually, he ended up doing it. But it says he went down, he dipped himself 7 times. Verse 13. His servants came near and said to him, "My father, if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, would you have not done it? How much would you rather than when he says, 'Wash and be clean'?" Can you put in the NLT? I want the NLT. Hopefully this is the right scripture. Yeah. Yeah, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? So you should certainly obey him when he says simply, go and wash and be cured. So unwillingness to do simple things. Simple. It's there's a lot of the things in the Word of God are very easy to do because the Bible says it's not burdensome. The Word of God is not hard. It's not difficult. Anyone can do it. But are you going to do it? Those that are willing and obedient will eat the fruit of the land. Number 6, the blame game. Pushing off responsibility to someone else or to God. It's even expecting others to do something. And like you have an expectation of people doing something for you or doing it for you or doing something for you. And then they let you down. And because of that, you're all distraught now. So it's like this blame game, this responsibility shift where you shift the responsibility. And so now your breakthrough is, it can be nowhere because it's not my fault. I'm not taking responsibility for it. And so that's a big thing. Number 7, offense. I'm kind of going a little bit faster now. Offense, getting offended. And because of that offense, it kind of goes back to that scripture that we read. It talks about when there's something that rises up to cause offense, and then you get choked. The word gets choked out. Persecution arises, and then you get offended. And then all of a sudden, you're clogged up. You're blocked. It blocks up your receiving from God. It literally stops your breakthrough. You can't go forward because you now have a wall. Because offense just puts up a wall. So now you literally are hitting a brick wall because of an offense. Let that go and be free from that. Number 8 is fear. Fear and unbelief. The spirit of fear, the spirit of unbelief. And we overcome that we overcome the spirit of fear. The Bible says that he's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of a love, of power. He's giving you a spirit of love, of power, and of soundness of mind. And that power of love casts out all fear. So the spirit of fear, you just tell it to go, because you have the love of God on the inside of you. And then the unbelief is cured by the word of God. You double down on the word. That means you dig in your heels even deeper. So if unbelief is a blocker, then you just need the word. That's easy. That's an easy. I mean, all of these things are all easy cures that you can deal with them. But although those are breakthrough blockers, let's talk about 3 conditions for living a life of continual breakthroughs. And these were all things that I received from the messages. It wasn't like listed out like this in the conference this week, but just this is the resounding theme of how do you see breakthroughs in your life? These 3 things. The first thing is living a life of total and full obedience. And then when you do that, you're going to see God actually perform his word in your life. He's going to confirm his word when you live in obedience. In John 2, there's the story of the wedding at Cana, and it says that Whatever Jesus tells you to do, that's what Mary said to the servants. Listen, we got an issue. We got a problem here. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. That was it. Obey. Simply obey and do it completely. And he said, fill up the water jars and fill them up to the brim. So completely fill up the water jars. They didn't halfway fill it. And when they did, they filled it up completely. And that water was miraculously, supernaturally turned from water to wine. And it was in that instance that God did the part that we can't do. We can't do the water to wine part, but we can fill up the water jars to the brim. It was simple. It was easy. But are you willing to do it? Are you going to obey? Are you going to not care about what everyone else is going to say? You're filling up water jars when they ask for wine. You're going to go pour that out unto the servant when the servant is expecting wine, and you're going to give him water. I mean, your mind's telling you all the other things, but when you obey God and do, even when it sounds crazy, even when people say it's a waste, even when people are mocking, but you determine, I'm going to obey the word of the Lord, and I'm going to obey what the Lord tells me to do about my life. He might tell you to do this or don't do this or do that, but then you go and you don't do it completely. It'll block your breakthrough. And if you feel like you're in a point where you're like, oh, I want to hear from the Lord, but I want something fresh and new. I want something from the Lord. I want a word from the Lord. Well, have you done what he's already told you to do? Have you obeyed the last thing? I've had instances where like the Lord's reminded me of something that he's already told me to do that I haven't done. And when I'm asking for what to do on what my next step or whatever it is in life, and he like literally shows me the thing that I didn't do. And so then you just do it. You obey. And so it's complete and total obedience is going to set you up for breakthroughs in life. The second thing is total humility, or what everyone likes to call humbleness, or humbleness. Everybody says humbleness, which is, yeah. I don't say humble, but everyone does here, so I guess I need to say it. Humbleness, okay? because y'all know it's humble. But then y'all call it humble here. And I think it's because that's what the name of it is. But yeah, anyway. I'm still learning. Okay, total humility. I thought I gave y'all the scripture. Okay, Matthew 23, verse 10 to 12, Amplified Classic. And you must not be called masters. Matthew 23, verse 10. And you must not be called masters, leaders, for you have one master or leader, the Christ. And he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself with haughtiness and empty pride shall be humbled and brought low. And whoever humbles himself, whoever has a modest opinion of himself and behaves accordingly, shall be raised to honor. So it talks about the person that's humble. Let's go to 1 Peter 5, verse 5. It says, 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you who are younger in lesser rank, be subject to the elders, the minister and spiritual guides of the church, giving them due respect and yielding to their counsel. Clothe or apron yourselves, all of you, with humility. Say humility. As the garb of a servant, so that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from you, with freedom from pride and arrogance toward one another. For God sets himself against the proud, the insolent, the overbearing, the disdainful, the presumptuous, the boastful, and he opposes and frustrates and defeats them. So it says that God opposes the proud. But, he gives grace, favor, and blessing to the humble. Therefore, and this is this scripture right here, that for whatever reason I like gravitated to whenever I was seeking the Lord for the call for my life. I was asking the Lord. I knew Jeremiah 29:11, that I had a plan and it was perfect and it was good and it was for my welfare, but I didn't know it. I didn't know what I was called to do. I didn't know what he would have me to do. But this was a scripture that he showed me, and it was me getting to the place where, God, only you know the plan that you have for me. I don't know it, and I can't try to come up with it on my own, but I know if I humble myself to you, I will receive it from you. So this was the scripture. It says, therefore, humble yourselves. demote and lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. And then it says, casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. So humility. It says that when you humble yourselves before the Lord, that's when he exalts you. That's when he breaks you through. That's when the breakthrough comes, is in that place of humility where you experience the continual breakthroughs of God, because you're realizing, I'm getting myself out the way. I'm getting pride out the way. I'm getting everything that's of me so that God and his glory is going to break through in my life. And so that's so important. And it's in that place of humility where we yield to God, where we can't even get into the presence of God and yield because we're distracted, we're caught up, we're caring about these things. But cast all your cares upon the Lord. Get into the presence, yield to the presence, yield to the word of God, submit to it, submit to the power of God, and let him deal with you in the areas that need to be dealt with so that you can break through. So humility is huge in this, because if we got ourselves in the way, we can't be humble before the Lord and submit to his ways of doing things, then it will stop that breakthrough. But when we do, that's when we position ourselves for breakthrough. So press in, like the woman with the issue of blood, press in, hunger, and push through in humility. Amen. And the last thing we'll talk on tonight is for positioning yourself for breakthrough is steadfast and unwavering faith and patience. Say faith and patience. So Hebrews 6, verse 11. Hebrews 6, verse 11. Faith and patience. But we do strongly and earnestly desire for each of you to show the same diligence and sincerity all the way through in realizing and enjoying the full assurance and development of your hope until the end, in order that you may not grow disinterested and become spiritual sluggards, but imitators, behaving as do those who through faith, and it describes faith as the leaning of the entire personality in God, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. So it says, be imitators of those who through faith and by practice of patient endurance and waiting are now inheriting the promises. So that was in the Amplified, but in other versions, it says through faith and patience, people inherit the promises. So you break through, you see results, you get fruit, you produce by faith and patience. We get excited about the faith part, but then we want to ignore the patience part. And so, eek. So, but we have to understand that patience is a big part of breakthrough. Romans 4, verse 20 says, talking about Abraham, no unbelief and distrust made him waver or doubtingly question concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. So he kept the faith. He kept the faith that God was able to do what he said. And God did what he said. So this is key for your breakthrough, this faith and patience aspect. Because you got to understand that breakthrough, you're going to see the outward. You're going to see the promises inherited. You're going to see the results, the fruit, right? That's the outward part. But first and foremost, it starts on the inside of you. That's what we're talking about, dealing with the inward things. It starts on the inside of you. It's an inward work. Breakthrough is in you. And so breakthrough, there's this building up that must take place on the inside of you, because you might just want to break through like immediately. Like he was saying, it doesn't just happen where you go from 0 to 10 immediately, but there's a building up of it. Because when you think about breakthrough, is you breaking out of something. It's when there's a container, but then you increase and increase, and you're building, and then you get to the point where it's boom, and you burst forth, and then you take up a bigger container, And that's why the Bible talks about grace upon grace, because you get grace to overcome and break through. And then guess what? There's more things ahead that we need more grace for, that we need the more strength, the help of the Holy Spirit continually. But there's this patience that comes along with it, that you get to the point where you're bursting forth. There's surplus, there's extra, there's increase. And the container can't contain you anymore. So that's what breakthrough is. It's when what's on the inside of you, it can't be contained any longer. So then you increase and you break forth and you break through. But there's that patience that you have to be committed to, of getting to that place where, boom, there it is. One of the things that they had talked about this week, which I'll mention, is they talked about lobsters, how lobsters, once they stop growing, they die. And so so their shell, like, they're continually moving from shell to shell. So, like, their inside of their body, like, grows as their shell grows. But once their shell, like, stops growing, the lobster dies. And so it's the same thing, that once, the moment that you stop growing is the moment that you die, that you perish, because that's just the way it is. But yeah, so like you have to keep growing. If you stop growing, you put yourself in a place of death. You're not pushing forward in life. You're not going to the next thing. You're not advancing. You're not doing what God's called you to do. And He has great plans for your life that we must be determined and decide, I'm going to continuously grow. I'm going to make sure I'm breaking through in every area of my life. I'm going to break through on these things and go to the next level in Jesus' name. So we have to humble ourselves before Him. We have to be obedient, and we have to be determined that, I think Kenneth Hagin said this. He said, once you decide that I'm going to stand, if it takes me forever, I'm going to stand, I'm going to receive what God has for me, but I'm determined and I'm decided that I'll stand forever. But once you decide that and make up your mind, I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to, by faith and patience, receive what God has for me. It won't take that long. That's what he said, is that once you just make that decision that I'm standing, I'm not going to compromise, I'm not moving, I'm going to have faith, I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to wait on the Lord. And waiting on the Lord is you serving him, being consistent. When you don't know what to do, you're going to do the things that you do know what to do. And in that place, then he comes and does his work. That's when we let God not take the wheel, but we let him do what he needs to do in the area. But amen. So we cooperate with God. So those are the three things for living a life of breakthroughs: total obedience, total humility, and having faith and patience. Amen. So the worship team can come up and we're going to close in prayer. But we're living in the days where there's supernatural breakthroughs happening. We're to be a part of that, church. We're to be a part of experiencing everything that I talked about at the beginning, the supernatural acceleration. We got to get on board with all that God's doing. We got to say, I'm not going to be left on the sidelines. I'm not going to miss the train. I'm not going to keep myself in a place where I'm stuck, when I know all I got to do is just make small changes in my life and see breakthroughs happening. And I'm going to press in. I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm going to do what he tells me to do. I'm going to stay submitted before the Lord. And I'm going to watch him work. And I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be shaken. And we don't limit God. Don't limit God as well. A lot of people will put caps and limits on what God will do. But like I was saying, this week, it just opened my eyes. Georgie said the reason why we break through, that was what we heard all this week, is God's expanding your capacity for more. You're breaking through to your next level. You're breaking through and you're expanding. The Bible says, expand your tent pegs. Enlarge the place of your tent. So you have a tent here. You have your life. But what you do is the tent pegs are here, but then you move them further out. Now you take up more territory. You're able to do more. You're able to accomplish more. You're able to be used of the Lord when you break through in every area of your life. And that is the portion that God has for every one of you. Increase, productivity, fruitfulness, blessing, abundance, goodness, the life of God being poured out on the earth. I've shared a couple of maybe it was earlier this year, but about manifesting God's glory in the world. God's pour in these last days, the glory of the Lord is going to be poured forth, but our lives have to be representative of that. We have to yield to what God is doing so that we're making sure we're moving forward, we're breaking through, we're experiencing everything that needs to happen in our lives, and we're yielding to God so that his glory will be displayed on the earth. And so your breakthrough is other people's breakthrough. The breakthroughs that you're seeing here in the young adults is going to be your breakthrough. The places that people go, you can go too. And the Lord has amazing and glorious things, not only for the remainder of this year, but for next year, for the days to come. It's not over yet. And so let the Lord end these next 2 months of this year gloriously. Don't cap him off. Don't limit him. Don't count it off. Don't count God off for the rest of this year, that he's not going to do anything. Squeeze it out. Press in. Let's commit tonight that we're going to press in like we've never pressed in before for the remainder of this year. Let's press into God. Let's press into the word of God. Let's make sure that we're living in the place that God would have us. Let's be on fire for God. Let's live for Jesus. And let's bring forth the glory of God in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to take a moment to pray tonight. So if you're here and you have never received Jesus in your heart, I want to pray for you. If you've heard this message and you know this is a message for the people of God, but I know I'm far from the Lord. I was once close to the Lord, but I want to make sure that I know that I'm back in a place, a right relationship with the Lord. You can do that tonight. I'm going to give everyone an opportunity just to make sure that you know for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, that you're going to go to heaven. If today was the last day, if Jesus came today, and do you know that you'd be going to heaven? You want to ask yourself that question. If you don't know for sure, I want you to know for sure tonight. So if you'll stand up and then close your eyes. If that's you and you want me to pray and lead you to the Lord, if you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to pray with you. So let me know by lifting up your hands to include you in this prayer that I want to give my life to Jesus. I see y'all's hands right there in the middle. Is there anyone else that you know? I want to make things right with the Lord. I don't know where I'm spending my eternity, but I want to know tonight. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to make sure that I have a home in heaven. I want to live the glorious life that he has for me. If that's you, you can lift up your hands right now and I'm going to pray for you. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if you lift up your hands, I'm going to ask you real quick, just come forward and let's say a prayer together. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. So if you step forward, come meet me here and we're going to say a prayer and we're going to give our lives to Jesus tonight. Let's give the Lord some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, y'all. So this is between you and the Lord. You can put your hand on your heart and the other one up to heaven. And this is your a prayer that seals the deal. When you pray this prayer, you can be assured that you're going to heaven. You can be assured that Jesus lives on the inside of you, that he goes where you go, he's with you, and that the love of God is on the inside of you. The plans of God will be opened up to you. Your eyes will be open to all that God has for you. And so as you pray this, know that I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm forgiven of my sins. The past is in the past. It's forgotten. It's been washed away, and it's completely been put away in the sea of forgetfulness. So we're going to pray this prayer. So say it with me and pray with all your heart and say this prayer with me. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials @Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.